Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. We do have a quorum present. Representative Nash, did you get a chance to read the minutes?
I did, Madam Chair. I'd move the minutes for May 16th.
Representative Nash moves the minutes for May 16th. Is there any discussion, comments, questions, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. I move the calendar for the day Saturday, May 19th, 2018. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion does prevail. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for Senate File 3504 and that it be referred to the General Register. Representative O'Neill, this is your bill. Could you briefly explain it?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. So this is a bill that will help Xcel Energy in regulatory certainty. It is a bill that I've worked on extensively, which is why we're here now. I've worked with the governor's office. I've worked with concerned consumer advocacy groups, including the chamber, and have met as many conditions as possible. So this bill basically does a presumption, a rebuttable presumption of prudence in the when they bring their plan forward to the PUC. And this is very complicated energy policy, so I apologize if you're missing it. But it essentially gives them a rebuttable presumption of prudence for their expenditures for the nuclear power plants for a proposal that they would bring to the PUC. There is both before and after expenditure review and a public comment and public scrutiny of those expenditures. So that is essentially what the bill does, Madam Chair.
Any discussion? Representative Freiberg.
Thank you. I assume if when you say you've met as many conditions as possible, there are still stakeholders with concerns about it. Is that an accurate statement?
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Freiberg. So the concerns were really outside of the scope of this bill. And so I made a promise to them that we would work on other issues that were not directly related to this bill, and that's where the majority of the concerns lie.
Any other discussion? Representative Applebaum.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You mentioned a rebuttable presumption. When other businesses attempt to build or design new facilities, are there rebuttable presumptions of approval for those organizations too, or is this a special case?
Representative O'Neill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative. I can't speak to that. What I can tell you is that this is a monopoly that is heavily regulated by the PUC. So they are in a unique position from most other businesses. They are one of the most heavily regulated industries, because it's a nuclear power plant. So they are both federally and regulated by the state and federal government. So this is not a new build. This is the maintenance and operations of the two nuclear power plants. And I can tell you this, that part of the reason that this is so important is that they have a goal to achieve between 80 and 85% carbon-free emissions by 2030. So this is part of that plan moving forward to make sure that they can maintain and keep these nuclear power plants operational through the end of licensure. And so this is giving them some certainty in their planning process as they move forward.
Representative Baker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank Representative O'Neill for bringing this forward. We spent probably 2.5 hours on this one bill alone in Jobs and Energy. I didn't support this coming off of that committee because of the underlying there's a lot of concerns, I think, that we had for this, for the bill, for what was going to happen with the shareholders, the ratepayers. She's done a lot of work on this, and I have really come around to say this is the right thing to do because I'm a believer in nuclear power. I think we should make sure that they have every opportunity to succeed in the future. And I now support this bill wholeheartedly because of the work that she has done on this, and I thank her for that. So I hope that the committee also recognizes that as well.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
The motion prevails. Members, we are in recess.